This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Juneteenth, the holiday celebrating the date in 1865 when Union soldiers brought news of freedom to enslaved people in Texas, is tomorrow. It's being observed as a state holiday in Massachusetts for the first time. To talk about this, we're joined now by Amilcar Shabazz, professor of history and Africana studies at UMass Amherst. He's one of the proponents who made Juneteenth a state holiday here. Professor, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition, and happy Juneteenth.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Glad to be here.
So not only is Juneteenth a state holiday in Massachusetts, but now President Biden yesterday signed a bill into law making it a federal holiday as well. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, it's quite exciting to be living long enough to see something like this happen. Juneteenth didn't start with any request for state, local, national, anybody's recognition. It was a time of gathering, a time of family reunions, a time of celebration, a time of storytelling, telling ourselves our own stories. In fact, I say sometimes it was sort of like an original Black Lives Matter crowdsourced action, because they would just get together on that day, wherever we were. You'd quit work, you'd take off from work, and you'd get together with your people.
Do you think it took the reckoning about race following last year's police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis for Juneteenth to become an official holiday? And should it have taken this long and that death to make it a national holiday?
So yes, I think we owe a great deal to those 9 minutes of terror that we saw with Derek Chauvin, with his knee on Floyd's neck, with the other officers around. I think it was his death that definitely triggered a deeper reckoning in this country than we've had perhaps since the 60s, since civil rights movement and the deaths of Emmett Till and the four little girls in Birmingham and Dr. King, all of those deaths for the changes that had to be made. So in many ways, I think, yes, that's important. Should it have taken that? No.
It was a bipartisan effort on Capitol Hill that got the national holiday passed, but there was pushback, especially by some Republican members of Congress, against this holiday. What do you make of that?
I don't know, some mess about critical race theory. You know, this is like the new flavor of the day of the right wing nuts out there. Critical race theory is, you know, what are they really saying? They're really saying that we want to return to the lies our teachers used to tell us. We want to return to the lies of the in terms of the narratives of this great American exceptionalism, this great country, you know, that's the leader of freedom and all this kind of. Come on. America can definitely stand, you know, on its own two feet as a great place, you know, today, right now, today, as well as even historically relative to other countries in the world. But don't do it by lying and whitewashing the truth. You know, let's focus on the good things we've done, the right things we've done, like now making Juneteenth a holiday, and let's be truthful about the wrongs we've done. I think that's how we'll move ahead.
Well, given what you say, Professor, I'm wondering how you hope to see Juneteenth observed or celebrated by individuals in Massachusetts and across the nation.
So it should be a day of good music, of good food, of good fellowship, of telling our stories to ourselves. Someone was saying it's a day for white people to kind of fall back and listen more, give the mic over to people of African descent, you know, hear from them, listen to them more, whether in song, whether in sermon, whether in stories, and grow from that. But definitely it's meant to be a good time. It's not meant to be, you know, something putting you to sleep or you know, depressing you. And so if you come away from Juneteenth feeling that way, something went wrong.
UMass Amherst Professor Amilcar Shabazz, enjoy Juneteenth yourself, and thanks very much for speaking with WQBUR's Morning Edition about Juneteenth. Thanks, Professor.
Thank you. Good day.